It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Medical marijuana providers in New Mexico are warning of a potential cannabis shortage this summer when the first provisions of a new law go into effect in the state that makes adult use of cannabis legal. Medical cannabis provider Ultra Health is calling for an increase in the current limits on marijuana production. CNBC is reporting that a securities filing on Wednesday revealed that Sir Richard Branson sold more than $150 million worth of Virgin Galactic stock over the past 3 days. Branson founded the company. The business site also reported that in March, the company's chairman sold his personal stake in the company that was reported to be worth $213 million. Legislation passed this year means terminally ill patients in New Mexico will soon be able to use medication to allow for a peaceful death. More from the New Mexico News Connections, Ross Brown.
Kim Callanan with the Compassion and Choices Action Network says by passing the bill, New Mexico becomes the 10th state to embrace an end-of-life choice.
When people find out that they have a terminal prognosis, one of the biggest concerns is, will I have to suffer at the end? This legislation allows a person to avoid the very worst, the very last part of the dying process.
The new law contains strict eligibility requirements and safeguards to regulate the practice. Elizabeth Armijo with Albuquerque's Compassion and Choices Action Network says some terminally ill patients in other states have elected not to use the medication, but having it gives them peace of mind.
We expect that they do it in consultation with their family, with their loved ones, or with their faith leaders. But at the end of the day, it's really about that individual's decision, and it's their complete autonomy.
The New Mexico bill was named for Elizabeth Whitefield, an Albuquerque family judge and attorney who advocated for a version of the bill before losing an 11-year battle with cancer in 2018. Kellanen says deaths among the elderly from COVID-19 may be increasing momentum for end-of-life options, but she also believes there's a generational component.
You're in the sandwich generation now with the baby boomers who are contemplating their own mortality while also caring for their elderly parents, and they're seeing the travesty of loved ones suffering unnecessarily at life's end.
The new law is modeled after Oregon's Death with Dignity Act. Colorado has a similar law, and a comparable bill is now before the Nevada legislature. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
More people are getting the COVID-19 vaccination, but there are many other pandemic-related issues to sort out. Some thoughts now from commentator Walt Rubel.
I'm scheduled to get my second COVID-19 shot Friday, meaning I'll be fully vaccinated in a couple of weeks. The pandemic, for me, is almost over, and I'm incredibly grateful to the brilliant men and women who developed these safe and effective vaccines. But this doesn't feel like a victory. Until March of last year, Americans saw pandemics as something that happens every few years in Africa or Asia. The notion of more than 562,000 U.S. deaths, and still growing every day, was inconceivable then. We've been living with the mounting death toll for more than a year now, but we're no closer to having a unified strategy to defeat the virus now than we were at the start. Even with the benefit of hindsight, there's no agreement as to what we would have done differently if we had the chance. That's understandable, given the different impact the pandemic has had on people's lives. The virus hit right as I was settling into retirement. It was easy for me to urge a more cautious approach because those business closures didn't hurt me financially. Other people had different circumstances. Beyond that, there's the apparent random nature of the virus. Those urging more restrictions like to point to New Zealand as the model for how it should have been done. An early shutdown, strictly enforced, has allowed them to return to normal life. But how do they explain Texas? Cases have gone down in the Lone Star State in the weeks since Governor Greg Abbott has lifted restrictions there. I still think that was a bad idea, but the only way I can be proven right is for more people to get sick. So I hope I'm wrong. Becoming fully vaccinated will allow me to more freely interact with others, but we'll still be in a pandemic until enough people get the vaccination to stop the spread. For the next couple of months, vaccine supply will be the primary factor limiting how many people can get the shot each day. But by the end of spring, the primary limiting factor will be fear of the unknown and distrust of government, which will lead to the next big argument. We can't force people to take a vaccination against their will, but is it reasonable to restrict their access to travel and public places if they refuse? Even after we gain control of the virus here, ultimate victory will not come until we gain control of it everywhere, and that would still appear to be years away. My hope is that those with more knowledge and responsibility are learning from past mistakes and will be better prepared for the next health crisis. My fear is that only half the country will listen to them. But that's for tomorrow. For today, there's a small, personal victory to be celebrated. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.